But the kids are all right. 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 That Who song seems like a pretty good one for Father's Day weekend. Welcome to America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. I am a father, father of one. I had a brother when I was growing up. I still have a brother now that I'm grown up. So I had a sibling, but my daughter doesn't, because my wife and I decided very early on in her life that we were happy being parents of just one child. So is my next guest, who was an only child and has an only child and has written about only children in her new book called One and Only. Lauren Sandler, welcome to America Weekend.
Thank you for having me.
You write in this book that there are economic factors that a lot of people don't consider when they're having kids in the first place, and certainly when it comes to the decision about going beyond one. So let's start right there with the economic impacts, both for the individuals in their families and for society at large.
Well, kids are really expensive. I think we all know this. And the rate at which kids become more expensive all the time really outpaces inflation. At the same time, we all know it's kind of tough for everyone right now. This economic crisis we've been in, we are not out of yet. And honestly, I think that plenty of people make it work if they want to. If you want to have more kids, you'll make it happen. Everyone always has. But I think that for people who feel like they don't know that that's what they want and they feel like they need to do it to keep themselves from having a screwed up only child, as the world will tell them, it's a really tough trade-off, especially when we're working more than ever, we're parenting more than ever, and I also think we want more from our adult lives than ever. You know, just because we become mothers or fathers doesn't mean we stop wanting to hang out with friends or listen to music we like or read books or do the things which are basic pleasures in life. It's just really tough for everyone all around. So I wanted people to question that a little bit.
And what about the economic impacts on society of multiple child families?
Well, I mean, that's a complicated thing. You know, a lot of economists will say it's important for people to have more and more children because that's how we make more and more American consumers. But it's a really complicated argument that I think gets boiled down to this reductive idea that if we are not making more consumers, America's going to fail. I just don't buy it.
Yeah, I hate that argument, actually.
Me too.
I think you make more and more consumers, but you also make quite a few people who we have to take care of because our consumption culture consumes them.
It's true. And of course, there's also the environmental impact of our consumption culture. You know, it used to be in the 70s that we talked about population as an issue worldwide. And then, of course, people shut up about that and started talking about what light bulbs we were using and what bags we were bringing to the supermarket, because that's a lot easier to think about. In fact, you know, when Americans use resources the way they do, no matter how green-minded they are, it's one American who uses about 10 times what people use in the developed world. So, you know, my kid, as conscious as I might be, still likes cheeseburgers and air conditioning and air travel, and it adds up. And so it's been funny to me that the onus has been on us to have more children to support the country instead of less.
Let's talk about some of the myths about only children. What are some of the things that you hear from people when they find out that you and your husband decided to only have one kid?
Oh, well, people tell me very comfortably that we are selfish and that we would never do that to our child. We're good people. Why would we do that?
Yeah.
And it's funny, growing up as an only child, I was never so aware of the stigma. I don't think that kids get it as much. It's parents who get it. I don't know if this is an experience that you have had. But, you know, we get a tough time about it because I think the feeling is that we are intentionally screwing up our children.
Yeah.
And frankly, there are hundreds of studies over 100 years that show that only children are frankly not all that different than anyone else. And yet we keep telling this story that an only child is a misfit, an only child is lonely. It just doesn't add up.
Yeah, the loneliness one is the one that I hear all the time. You know, if your daughter had a brother or a sister, they'd have somebody to play with. Or In my case, because I was the older one and my brother's 4 years younger than me, that meant somebody I could play with, but not in a way that made him happy.
Yes, my husband, who's an older brother, could definitely tell you all about that.
Yeah. My daughter seems to be a pretty happy kid, even though she hasn't had siblings. Although at one point she made imaginary siblings up, and that was a wonderful part of her growing up. But that's like kids who have imaginary friends, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so. And it's funny, that's not something that my kid has done, but she's gunning pretty hard for a dog right now, so maybe it's the same thing.
Okay, now let's talk about the trend line. Where were we historically when it came to parents and numbers of kids, and where are we today?
Well, we had a lot of only children in the Great Depression, because when the economy tanked, so does fertility, for all of the reasons that we were just discussing. And then, of course, came the wars and the baby boom. And then in the 70s, people started thinking of this as more of a choice. That's when my parents chose to just have me. But it's interesting. You'd think that that would sort of become a more popular choice since then. Instead, there was a real backlash, a real notion that family looks a certain way and has a certain role. And so it's interesting, even though we are now getting back up to those 1930s numbers of only children, I mean, some people estimate it between 25 and 30% right now. It's half of all families in the UK, which stunned me. That's from a census report from last month. We still don't seem to be that much more comfortable with it. We still find that 3/4 of people think that being an only child is a disadvantage, and only 3% of Americans think that it could possibly be an ideal family size.
Yeah.
But I'll throw another number in there, which, you know, I think about every day, which is most people tell pollsters that they have their first child for themselves and the second child for the benefit of their first child.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me think, okay, if we're not doing what we want, and it's not, you know, it's not necessarily better for children, it's just different for children, I wonder who that choice is serving.
Well, that goes back, Lauren, to the people who are saying that you're selfish in only having one kid,
right,
because you're thinking of yourself.
Of course. And, you know, honestly, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I really do feel like to be a great mother, which, you know, I aspire to be every day, and I love being a mother, I also need to be a happy person. And I think that's something we've really lost sight of. You know, we talk a lot about the work-life balance, but it's really just a work-parenting balance is all anyone's talking about, as though all we do is shuttle back and forth between the office and home, stretched thin all the time. And I think people want a little bit more from life than that. I think people want a little bit more fun and adventure and freedom. And I think our culture has made people feel really bad about their own desires when, in fact, I think they're really healthy and I think they're good models for kids.
Is there any research on parental happiness since you mentioned it?
There is, actually. You know, most of the happiness research out there says that once you have one kid, it's over. That, you know, the happiest people on earth are the people who said, I am not getting into that. However, there was a study a few years ago from someone at the University of Pennsylvania who studied 35,000 people and discovered that the happiest people were ones with one child, that your well-being goes up after the first one and then goes down a little bit more with each one.
Really?
That said, he's someone who, you know, had his third kid in the middle of this research, and he's really happy. And that, to me, is kind of the point. It's not just the findings of the study. It's that the man who made those findings himself made the choice saying, you know what, that's great for other people. I want to have three kids, and we'll be a happy family like that. There is no one-size-fits-all family.
All right, last,
I just want people to be able to make the choices they want to make.
Last thing I want to ask you about here, Lauren, is about the economic impact on women in the workplace when they have more than one kid. We know a lot of moms stay home on maternity leave to take care of the first kid, and maybe after that maternity leave don't go back to work because they like motherhood so much. What happens to women in the workplace as they have more kids?
Well, most people who are going to stop working after their second kid. And, you know, we got some new data this past month that 4 out of 10 mothers are breadwinners in America today. So there is a major impact when people say, you know, it's too hard, I'm not doing it. And I get that. I think if you want to be a stay-at-home mother, that is fine. But when if it's a choice that you're making because it's just too much, it's something to think about.
Yeah.
Another thing that really, really stunned me, and I'm someone who writes on women's issues and looks at data all the time, but when I learned that conservative estimates about what it costs for each kid in opportunity costs, that means lost wages, that means denied promotions, that means time off the job, it's $1 million. $1 million per kid.
Wow.
And that's what literally the most conservative thinkers out there are writing. And I just thought, wow, that is a major, major choice to make, especially right now, but honestly, for anyone, anywhere.
Absolutely.
And I feel like if you're going to do that, it's got to be something you want, and it's got to be something you believe in.
Now,
and
we should say here, neither of us wants a one-child world like China has, but it's an interesting thing for people to discuss. And the book is called One and Only. Lauren Sandler, thanks for joining me on America Weekend.
America Weekend.